Hi everyone. How has your day been? How was work today? And hope you enjoy the weekend, or I hope you enjoy the rain as it is now. This is Mr. Fact speaking from CGSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Bona BBC. Once again, hope you people are doing very well. Hope you people are keeping cool or keeping warm in any capacity you feel like. Today's topic would be the manipulation effect. Last week, I spoke about hustle, loyalty, and respect. And I also had to admit that as you try to portray these things to the society, as you try to showcase hustle, loyalty, and respect, and have them as part of your character in different things you do, you tend to face manipulation once in a while. Manipulation by friends, manipulation by even people you work for or people that you rely upon. So that is why today I've decided to explain manipulation effects. This is where I'll talk about manipulation and the types of manipulation one can face and how one can counter it and the best way to address such if it comes to play. What is manipulation? Last week I talked about hustle, loyalty, and respect. I also emphasized on something, and that is the fact one could have these three attributes and still face the challenge of manipulation. The fact that you have a good character, the fact that you are morally upright does not prevent you from facing challenges, and which includes manipulation as it is. It could be in a very big fashion, or it could be in a kind of like manageable fashion. That is part of life. Manipulation is part of life. Manipulation is there to make us grow as individuals. If we do not face manipulation, we won't be able to know where we belong. We won't be able to know what to address in our lives as individuals. So it's very important that we realize that manipulation is one thing a human is going to face at some point in their lives. But the major thing here is not you facing it. The major thing here is how you would respond to heat. Because it is a must, it happens, but how do you respond if such comes into play? And that is exactly what I'm here to talk about. Manipulation simply means deceit, and it comes in different kinds. For example, there is self-manipulation and manipulation by interaction. There is a self-manipulation where you're actually manipulating yourself, but you do not know. You could be telling yourself that this thing you're doing is right when you are wrong. You could be telling yourself that this person is my friend when in reality he's not actually your friend. You could be telling yourself that this thing is going to work when in reality it isn't going to work. That is self-manipulation. And manipulation by interaction is maybe you face issues with your friend where you have a scenario where your friend manipulates you, or even people you know, or a relative or something. These are the two types of manipulation. Manipulation has led to so many effects. For example, suicide, lack of confidence, and all others. So this is the major reason why it needs to be addressed. The fact is this. This is like a major thing, but kind of like ignored, because as it should be, we see it as part of life. But the truth is this. It has the capability, if it's not addressed, if we do not talk about how to address it, people could take drastic drastic steps, dangerous steps towards thinking, towards this trying to heal, in quotes. It could be that they kill themselves. It could be that they end up having a lower self-esteem than before. Or it could be that they just go berserk, or they just decide to be shy or something, or different things at all. But we need to know that this is a very important topic. We need to know that this is a topic that has the capability. Manipulation is something that has the capability of changing a human's life, either positively or negatively. People do not know that manipulation is meant to be followed by up by determination. Manipulation is something that happens to us so that we can end up employing the character of determination. We need to be determined. We need to be. And manipulation is part of what can make a human being determined. How does this happen? It happens based on, like, for example, people do something evil to you. Maybe people you think are actually your friends do something evil to you, and you feel down. They underestimate you or something, or they probably gossip about you, and you feel down. The best way to counter these things, the best way to face this manipulation, is by simply being determined, is by simply dusting yourself back up and putting in your best in everything you do. Because at the end of the day, when you become the best possible self you can become, then those people that are mocking you will end up praising you. Having experienced manipulation, a human is meant to redesign and rebuild his or herself, and then after, keep on grinding. Challenges are things that we face in order for us to become more matured, in order for us to become more determined, in order for us to keep on putting our best in different sectors of our lives. They are not there for us to be down. They are not there for us to feel sad. They are not there for us to not embrace morality anymore. They are there for us to become better and better. They are there for us to address our lives. They are there for us to address our weaknesses. That is why we face challenges. And part of the challenges we have to face as human beings is manipulation. Some people feel manipulation is the end of the world, or they do not have a chance at survival. But the fact remains, and will forever remain, that manipulation is meant to ensure a human becomes more matured. More mature. That is the manipulation effect. Maturity, not just advancement in physical body, but goes in one's mindset and attitude towards life. Manipulation. Challenges are there to make us become more matured. They are there for us to repair the weaknesses we have. There is something you have done that has led to you being manipulated. There is something you have done that has led to you being... that has led to you facing the challenge you have faced as it is. And that means that challenges are there so that you can go back to address your life. Challenges are there so that you can go back to address that thing that led to you facing that challenge. And once you repair it, you dust yourself back up and you go back to life and put in your best in everything you do. That is the most important thing about life. That is what you need. The response towards challenges is exactly what defines you as a human being. Or it's part of what defines you as a human being. If you respond positively, you have a higher chance of establishing a positive legacy for yourself. But if you respond negatively, yes, you would establish a legacy for yourself, but it would be one that you would regret at the end of the day. Manipulation is not a chance for anybody to embrace immorality or bad character. No, it is a chance for somebody or people to address their lives, to address what led them to that situation, and ensure that they remove that part of their lives and put in their best and continue to hustle. If not, if you were, let's say, the rate at which you were hustling was probably 70%, it is a chance for you to put in more intensity. Because at the end of the day, you become more mature. At the end of the day, you get to the highest point in your life. Thank you as we go on a break. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Chronicles of Life with Mr. Facts. Earlier, I talked about the manipulation effect and the fact that manipulation is meant to make a human being determined in order to finally achieve his goal, his or her goal in life. Manipulation is a normal thing for every human to face at some point. It is meant to make us grow. It is meant to make us address the weaknesses we have in our lives. Manipulation is what would make a human being know what things to avoid when next he or she is in such situation again. Manipulation is there for us to be determined. Manipulation is there for us to become more mature and be able to address our weaknesses. Now, how can being manipulated be used for one's benefit? There are many ways, but three of the ways are by working on the mistake you made that led you to being manipulated. I said manipulation is like a way of addressing our weaknesses. So there must have been something you did or you allowed that made you become manipulated, as it may be. It could be that you were too open, or it could be that there are many things. You were too open, or you were nice when you were not supposed to be, or you did not caution somebody when you were not supposed to caution that person. So it is a chance for you to be able to work on that aspect of your life. Because if you're able to work on that aspect of your life, there's a higher chance that you would be able to avoid manipulation, being manipulated that way the next time. How being manipulated can be used for one's benefit is first of all, working on the mistake you made that led to you being manipulated. By working on that thing, that particular feature you brought out that made you become manipulated in the first place. That is the most important thing. You get to work on yourself. You get to access yourself as a human being. You get to sit yourself down and know what to remove or what to filter, as the case may be, in your life. And that is very important for every human being to grow. If you are able to sit yourself down and know what to show in terms of character and know what to not show in terms of your character, then that is part of getting success in the long run. So it helps you. It is by working on the mistake you made that led to you being manipulated. If you are able to work on yourself and avoid, and not only work on those things that made you become manipulated, but also ensuring that you completely forget it, that you completely remove it away from your life. The second one is by channeling the anger gotten from manipulation towards important and positive life activities. When somebody is manipulated, they get angry. That is a normal thing, really. No one likes being manipulated in the first place. So it is a chance for you to be able to channel that anger you have. Instead of channeling it on something negative, channel it on making positive outcomes. It could be that somebody, in a bid to remove that confidence you have, tells you that you can never amount to anything in life. How do you respond? You don't respond by fighting that person. Of course, you respond by ensuring that that person eats his word. How? It's by simply putting your best in everything you do. If you put in your best in everything you do and have a goal, then there's a higher chance that you succeed. And if you succeed, you have simply shut that person's mouth. And not only have you shut that person's mouth, you have also made your life better. Because at the end of the day, we were born alone, and at the end of the day, we will die alone with our various legacies. So it is very important that instead of channeling that anger that you get from being manipulated negatively, you channel it towards positive activities. Then the third one is, of course, by staying clear from those who manipulated you. People who manipulate you can never, ever be your friends. No matter how hard you try, it would be like a circle. You keep on going back and back and forth and back and forth. It can never change. Anybody who sees you as a tool to be manipulated is simply, that person's mindset cannot change towards you. Again, it can never happen. Even if you, in fact, nothing can make that person see you as another thing again. So it is very important that you stay clear from such people. If you are being manipulated, stay clear from those who are manipulating you. Because it is better you don't even have any friend at all than have someone who manipulates you on a regular basis. It doesn't help you in any way. It doesn't benefit you in any way. It does not bring out the best in you. A toxic relationship doesn't bring out the best in you. Instead, it demeans you. It doesn't bring out your full potential. It demeans you. It makes you not even realize that you have some hidden gifts in you. It pulls you down. So why not stay away from people who have manipulated you? Stay clear from them. They can never see you as anything again. It is very important for you to grow as a person and for you to be able to see other aspects of life. So stay clear from those who have manipulated you. What is self-manipulation? Making yourself believe that the position you are in is where you are supposed to be. When I was in high school, I used to be satisfied getting like a B and everything. But I didn't. In fact, I was satisfied getting like third in the class or fourth or fifth. I wasn't really keen on getting first or second. I didn't really target that point. I was like, God, please let me get third, let me get fourth, let me get fifth. But the fact is this, if I had put in my best towards getting a better result than that third, fourth, or fifth, I could have been in a better situation than now. So it is very important for you to realize that you are meant to put this life, you are in this world to put in your best in everything. If you do not put in your best in everything, you would get to realize that you have not utilized your gifts enough. You have not utilized what you were sent to this world for. It is very, very important for you to realize that where you are is not where you are. It's not where you are supposed to be. Where you are supposed to be better and better and better every day when you wake up in the morning, every week, every hour, every minute is a chance for you to keep on working on yourself. Keep on working on being the better version of yourself. Self-manipulation is when you are satisfied with where you are. It is when you are satisfied with a B, when you can get an A. People will say the person that has the highest result doesn't have two heads. And that is true, to be frank. Self-manipulation is when you are satisfied with getting a B, when you can get an A minus, when you can get an A.